on to Health Talk Radio Africa, the show that inspires you to improve your health, educates you on health and nutrition issues. We offer practical tips on daily living so you can have better health. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, a doctor in nutritional sciences, talking to you from the city in the sun, Nairobi, Kenya. Hello, listeners, wherever you are, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you tuning in. Every year, the world celebrates Sickle Cell Disease Day. As a practicing dietitian in the hospital, I was privileged to take care of children with sickle cell disease who are in crisis, meaning they are in great pain. It's always a miracle when a child walks out of hospital happy and in good health. Ask any medical professional taking care of a screaming child who's in pain. It's a big challenge, but it's a happy day when the child gets out of hospital. Here at Health Talk Radio Africa, we received an email sent by a parent whose son has sickle cell disease, has been in and out of hospital several times due to pain caused by the disease. The question she was asking was how to feed the little boy so he could avoid or reduce the number of hospital visits, essentially giving him a chance to grow normally. So, dear Joannina from Entebbe, Uganda, and all parents, caregivers out there with children with sickle cell disease, this podcast is for you to help you learn how to feed the child, help them grow as close to normal as possible. Here are some statistics from World Health Organization, and they are pretty scary. Sickle cell disease is very prevalent or very common in our continent of Africa. More than 66% of the 20 million people in the world who have sickle cell disease live here in Africa. In Congo, more than a quarter or 25% of the population carries the gene for sickle cell disease. Countries such as Cameroon, Republic of Congo, Gabon, Ghana, and Nigeria, the prevalence of sickle cell disease ranges from 20 to 30% of the population. That is really high. Here in our neighbor of Tanzania, that is 6 infants for every 1,000 infants born. In some parts of Uganda, it's high up to 45% of infants. Sadly, majority of children with the most severe form of sickle cell disease die before the age of 5, usually from an infection or severe blood loss. Listeners, in our podcast today, we will discuss what sickle cell disease is, how the disease puts a physical strain on the child and the family, and finally, to offer you hope, how to feed this child with sickle cell disease. Let's begin by stating what sickle cell disease is. In simple Sometimes it is a hereditary disease that affects most countries in the African region. Sickle cell disease changes the way the shape of the red blood cells are, changing them from round discs to crescent shape or sickle cell shape. As a result, these crescent-shaped blood cells hold less oxygen. They get caught up in the very small blood vessels called capillaries. These crescent-shaped blood cells are more likely to clump together to form blood clots. And the blockage of those capillaries by these blood clots causes severe pain in the abdomen or stomach area, on the back, the chest, the hands, the feet, causing the child to scream out in pain. Of concern is that these sickle cells break up, causing hemolytic anemia. It's a fancy name. Hemolytic simply means breaking up of the red blood cells. And this causes the body's organs not to function properly. The child will have problems with liver function. They will have reduced kidney function. They will have jaundice. Their eyes will look yellow. And these children will even have gallstones. The breaking up of the sickle cell increases iron into the liver. Children with sickle cell disease often feel weak, tired, and look pale. The whites of their eyes and skin often have a yellowish tint. It's important, listeners, to note that the child with sickle cell disease may not be in pain all the time. There are triggers that cause a painful crisis, and it's important to recognize these triggers. The common triggers include cold weather temperatures, dehydration, excessive amounts of exercise, and even tobacco smoke inside a room. Other triggers can be really rare ones, like, for example, the child is inside an aeroplane and the atmosphere inside the aeroplane can be a trigger. High altitudes can also trigger an attack, especially if you live in a high altitude area like a mountainous area or hilly area. Now, these children experience lots of problems. They have growth problems. They have slow growth in height, bone growth, and muscle mass. They experience constant inflammation, which increases their metabolism. With very high metabolic rate, their nutrient requirements increase. However, these children have problems eating because of their abdominal pain they experience. So how do we help this child? How do we treat them? Please note that there is no cure for sickle cell disease. That is the saddest part about this whole disease. There is simply no cure. It's simply management. It takes a large medical team made of different medical professionals to treat or manage a child with sickle cell. So the treatment is just to give support by reducing the pain that the child is experiencing. Then we treat the dehydration and get rid of any underlying infection. On rare occasions, a blood transfusion will be given. But now let's focus on how we can feed the child, otherwise known as nutrition therapy. Feeding the child with sickle cell disease presents unique problems, all of which can be overcome. Now remember, these children have problems eating because they're experiencing abdominal pain. They have increased metabolic rate, which increases their nutritional requirements. It's recommended that a parent always constantly work with a nutritionist or dietitian. Every few months, always consult a nutritionist. These children need high protein and high energy foods to provide enough calories for growth and development. They also need adequate sources of vitamins, especially vitamins A, C, D, E, folate, and together with zinc and copper minerals. So how do you go about feeding the child who has sickle cell disease and has feeding problems and with high nutritional requirements? To start with, begin by intensely planning all the meals and snacks that the child will consume. It really greatly helps to make a detailed menu, a very detailed menu. Ensure that the child gets 3 meals and 3 snacks every day. That is simply a snack between every meal and a snack before going to bed. Add oil or margarine to all cooked meals, whether it's potatoes, rice, maize meal, pasta, fufu, even vegetables. Add in 1 to 2 teaspoons of liquid oil. Usually does not change the taste of the food, but increases the calories that the child needs. To help reduce inflammation that the children experience, use a liquid oil. A liquid oil is usually recommended. It must remain liquid at room temperature, no matter how long it stays on the shelf. When cooking, for example, boiling the family food staples such as rice, maize meal, pasta, couscous, fufu, plantain, bananas, add a tablespoon full of oil to the water as the food is boiling. You can even add 2 tablespoonfuls of water. Let us switch to nuts. Nuts are so useful. Nuts are high in calories and protein. Adding nuts to food increases protein and calories. When eaten as a snack, the nuts gives a child a big boost in those calories and protein. Let's talk about beverages. When you're cooking beverages for the family, such as tea or coffee, instead of using so much water, substitute the water with milk. Or you can just give the child a beverage such as cocoa or hot chocolate made with milk only. Help the child drink plenty of fruit juices in addition to water. Remember, dehydration is a problem. Now, when you look at those fruit juices, check the label. The label on the package of these fruit juices should state it is made from fruit concentrate or made of 100% fruit. Anything else, it's not a fruit juice, but a fruit drink. Try to give high calorie snacks such as milkshakes, custards, and puddings. Let's focus more on the protein because the child really needs a lot of protein. Their requirement for protein is really high, but note, plant protein is best. Remember the children with sickle cell disease? The red blood cells are constantly breaking up and this releases iron into the liver. Therefore, iron-rich foods such as animal foods should be given sparingly, no more than 2 times a week. That's really important. Food items such as liver or beef, they are really rich in iron and should be given only 2 times a week. However, these children with sickle cell disease, because they are constantly being pricked to undergo blood tests together with their problems they have with their body organs, they can have low iron stores in the body. Once the doctor has given the go-ahead, only then can iron-rich foods be given, foods such as liver and red meat. To increase protein for the child, milk powder is very, very versatile. You can add it to a plate of cooked food, sauces, gravies, and soups. In everyday hot beverages, even milk, tea, coffee, or hot chocolate, you just add it to the hot beverage. Okay, it gives extra protein. Let's talk about eggs. They are great sources of protein, but the egg yolk has iron. Best to boil the eggs, remove the egg yolk, and add the egg whites to the child's main meals. Eating the boiled egg whites as part of a snack adds much needed protein. Eggs can also be used in cooking porridge and custards, egg custards. As we stated earlier, nuts are really good. They contain protein and make great snacks. Snacks such as peanuts, macadamia nuts, cashew nuts, or any type of nut that is locally available in your area is a great way to increase protein, especially if the child eats them at least twice a day. Peanut butter is readily available in the supermarket, in the stores, it's everywhere. It is an item that many people overlook, but it is so cheap and it is high in protein and calories. Eating 1 to 2 tablespoonfuls of peanut butter with every meal can really boost the calories and the protein. You can add a tablespoon of peanut butter in the soup. The sauce and gravy on the plate really increases the protein and the calories. Or even eaten with dry toast or crackers, it does the same for the body. Let's talk about legumes. I always recommend children to eat legumes, also known as beans, at least once a day or with 1 or 2 meals a day. Beans are so flexible, so versatile, they can be added to almost everything, to soups and sauces. You can make hummus, you can make even patties that look like hamburgers. It's so easy. It's best to consume one type of bean on a daily basis. Eating beans such as lentils does not have to be tasteless and boring. They come in great variety, and when boiled and fried and added the right spices, beans add a lot of protein and much needed fiber to the child's meals. When you talk about fiber, the child will not suffer from constipation. It will help them have good bowel movements. Finally, yogurt. Yogurt as a snack alone or together with other snacks such as fruit is an excellent way for the child to get protein and calories. The child with sickle cell disease has increased needs for vitamins such as vitamin A, C, D, E, folate or folic acid, together with zinc and copper minerals. To meet the child's increased vitamin and mineral needs, give dark green leafy vegetables such as spinach, kale, traditional African vegetables found in your region. Other bright colored vegetables and fruits should be included, such as carrots, tomatoes, pumpkins, sweet potatoes, cabbage, fruits such as papaya, mangoes, guava. Can you get the picture? Really bright colored red, orange, yellow, green fruits and vegetables. In addition, a daily multivitamin and mineral supplement providing 100 to 150% of the recommended daily allowance must be provided every day to the child. Let's talk about fluid, which is extremely important for children with sickle cell disease. Remember, the child's red blood cells become crescent shaped or sickle cell shaped. These sickle shaped blood cells block the small blood vessels, causing the child pain in limbs and abdomen. When you give the child enough fluid, such as water, it reduces the risk that the blood cells will change shape and block the narrow blood vessels. So it's really important to do your best to give the child at least 1.5 liters of water per day. Filling, you can fill 2 1-liter bottles with clean water from which the child will continuously sip water throughout the day. This is a sure way of making sure enough water is consumed by the child. Wow, listeners, as always, how time flies. I really ask you to share this podcast with your friends and family. Just go ahead, share it just once. Sickle cell disease is highly prevalent or very common among us Africans. Chances are that if you share this program, even once, it will reach and help a child who is afflicted with sickle cell disease. There is no cure for sickle cell disease, so you will be helping the parent or caregiver manage their affected child if you just share it with one person. Listeners, I do welcome your questions or comments. If there's any topic you would like us to tackle, please contact us at healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Challenge us. Really, go ahead and challenge my team and I. There is no question or topic that is too trivial for us. This podcast was requested by you and it has been made for you. This program, Health Talk Radio Africa, was created for you. So please go ahead, challenge us, call us, just email us. And we'll do whatever you ask. Listeners, until next time, eat healthy so you can live healthy. Bye for now. Bye-bye. See you. Bye-bye. you for tuning in at Health Talk Radio Africa. I hope you have enjoyed today's program and will join us for the next episode. If you have any questions or comments, contact me directly via email, which is healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Remember, at Health Talk Radio Africa, we discuss health and nutrition issues that affect Africa. We offer practical solutions from the experts. Please subscribe to the program and share with friends. This way the program can be more visible and help as many people as possible. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, wishing you a fantastic time.